Hi, this is Evan the Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evan the Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Danny Alvarez on my left and right shoulders for what I'm about to say.
No, for, already.
Well, just because I'm covering all options. One of the longest running programs in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Could say more, but we're going to stick with one of.
Okay.
Just to make sure that Danny Alvarez stays happy. Now, the previous show just made a comment about that they're going to have an interview tomorrow, and Ed needs to be standing by the button and all that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
Why wait till tomorrow?
Let's get it to today, people.
Ed, be prepared with the button, because I just called and just confirmed. He normally does our Night Knockout radio show.
Uh-oh.
Where there are no limits, he can do and say whatever you want.
No holds barred.
Melvin Gillard will be on momentarily.
Yes.
So Ed's trigger finger might be a tad busy. Now, I've already told him FCC.
Yeah.
He's already promised. He double promised. Gotcha. He triple promised. He fights in like 6 hours.
Hours. In a matter of hours.
6 hours. So I thought, knowing Melvin the way that I do, that this might even be good for him. Just get his mind off the fight, even though he's going to probably talk about the fight. We'll talk about Kevin Randleman. So Melvin Gillard coming up momentarily. Trevor Johnson, the president of Wallet Buckle. And your Wallet Buckle has been shipped.
It is on the way.
Long story. We talked about it on Knockout Radio. We'll do it real quickly. Trevor was kind enough to send the entire Knockout Radio Talking Sports staff, but one person, a Wallet Buckle.
It's okay. No worries.
Yours fell off the truck.
It happens.
So it will be shipped out. And I've got to talk to him because we had a superstar. And I'm getting a lot of comments about Pat Miletich being on the other day. He's going to run how many miles? 100 miles?
It's 100 miles. It's 50 miles.
For a belt buckle?
Leadville, Colorado.
I don't know. It's stupid.
The highest incorporated city in the United States at 10,200-something feet. Running 50 miles away from there. Turn around 50 miles back.
Is it safe to say the reason that you do that run in Colorado is because certain things are legal in Colorado? I don't know.
You have to be on a different plane of mind to think that's a good idea.
Just thinking.
Just
about
saying.
It. We could talk about some Doug Martin. I wonder if I should lose every license I own and talk about Ronda Rousey again. Got a lot of people on both sides of that. Let's real quickly touch base on that. Ronda Rousey was recently on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And talked about her thoughts of committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody that's ever listened to this program, every time someone commits suicide, I make my statements known and pretty well known where I stand on that. I've talked to a few people since then. And again, it kind of bothers, a couple things bothered me about that Ronda Rousey thing, because she has nothing to live for now. She's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. She's in all these movies coming up. But everything she put in on being the champion, being the arrogant champion that she was. So I went out to dinner with my parents last night, and I said it to them, and they both kind of agreed with me. It's very easy.
Wow.
It's very, and you'll agree, and Ed will agree, and Lola will agree, and I think everybody will agree with me on this one statement. It's very easy to say I'm contemplating suicide when you're in a room and it's not capable to commit suicide.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to drive my car through a school zone as I'm sitting in a studio broadcasting a radio show. In other words, it can't happen.
It can't happen. Right.
How can I drive through a school zone when I'm sitting in the studio talking?
Right.
How can I shoot myself when I don't have a gun in this square room?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to say I contemplated suicide like Ronda Rousey said the other day on Ellen DeGeneres. I said, it's different if you go to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, you dangle your feet over, and then you say, I'm contemplating jumping.
Yeah, you're there.
You're there.
Yeah.
I still say jump, but at least there you're at the bridge.
Yeah.
For somebody to sit in this studio right now and say, I'm going to jump off the Sunshine Skyway, until you get to the Skyway, until you get out of the car, until you turn the ignition off, shut up.
You're not really contemplating it.
Exactly.
Is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So okay. I made some comments about that the other night. Like I said, some people are hammering me for it. I welcome that. And shockingly enough, some people have kind of agreed with me. So take it, leave it. We can discuss that a little bit if you would like.
Hot button issue.
It is. It is. Tonight, RFA, our guy Dervin is fighting, Dervin Lopez. Melvin Gallard, Bellator tonight. And you know what? I joked about it when it first was booked. I said there's very little interest in it when it was first booked. But who is not interested in Kevin Ferguson? I don't
right.
What's Dada 5000's real name?
Duffer.
We said it. Harris.
Yeah, Harris. Yeah. Dhafir.
All right. So Duffer Harris.
Duffer.
And Kevin Ferguson fighting tonight, as well as Ken Shamrock and Hoyce Gracie.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
With the winner, hopefully, getting Pat Miletich.
After the race, of course.
No, during the race. That's what we should have said the other night. In the middle of his 100-mile run or 50, whatever we just said it was. 30, what is it?
It's 100.
100.
50 out, 50 back.
In the middle, they should have a cage. So Pat has to run. I'm going to call him back and say this. That you run the 50 miles, then you fight the winner of whoever wins tonight, Hoyce Gracie and Ken Shamrock. Better yet, you run the 50 miles, you fight the loser of that fight, then you run the other 50 miles back where another cage is set up, where then you have to fight the winner.
Sounds great.
You've heard the story, the fight, with one arm behind your back. Well, this would be a couple arms behind your back.
Yeah.
Tie your legs, hog tie it, the whole nine
Two
yards.
2 miles up. 2 miles.
Craziness. Absolutely craziness. But we'll get Pat on just before he does that run. He commentates for the RFA, which is on Access TV, which I don't have at the castle. So I'm going to have to somehow stream it or somehow get it done the other way. Pitchers and catchers are reporting.
Yes. Yes.
Are you happy about that?
I am.
I want a break.
I am.
I want a break. Didn't they? Here's the two funny statements that I'm going to make. And I.
Oh, sorry.
And I swear that this is true. Okay.
Okay.
One, I feel like the World Series just ended.
Because it did.
And two, I couldn't have told you 10 minutes ago who won the World Series. Now, I saw it on ESPN, so now I know. I couldn't have told you that the Kansas City Royals won the World Series.
They did.
I'm pretty sure they did. No, they did.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, no, they did. They did. I'm telling you, they did. And so I go from saying the season just ended to I couldn't even tell you who won the World Series. And who did they play in the World Series? Was it Toronto?
No. Toronto
got blown out in the
AL.
All right. So Toronto got blown out by Kansas City in the L.
Mets.
See, I couldn't have told you that.
Mets.
I couldn't have told you.
That is pretty bad.
Is it bad?
Yeah. Yeah, and I was in the same boat. I
had
to
look
it up.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
This most recent one?
No, last year. We know recently the soon-to-be very in trouble Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. So don't get on me that I can't remember.
No. I was agreeing with you that, we were in the same boat.
Right.
I had to look it up.
But you also said it was sad. So who was in the Super Bowl last year? Who was in the NBA Finals last year? Not Golden State when they just won it. The year before. Who was in it? Exactly.
Yeah, no.
Exactly.
No.
So we talk about how quickly it starts back up, yet on the same lines.
Patriots, Seahawks.
We don't even remember. Oh, I remembered that one because that was the Skittles play.
Yeah.
Let's don't hand off to beast mode. Let's throw an interception. So the most loved and most hated NFL player, and he is the both, Tom Brady could get another Super Bowl ring. What do you think about this whole Peyton Manning thing?
I think he's in a world of hurt, personally.
Here's my problem with it. Danny Alvarez is talking. No, Danny Alvarez is talking to me before I say anything.
Good talk.
I hate anything that people do when it's wrong.
Hate's a strong word.
I hate sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. I hate bullying. I hate suicide. There's a lot of things that I hate, right? But correct me if I'm wrong, or I could grab that autographed football from the rookies deal that I went to that year, that Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf were rookies. How long ago was Ryan Leaf and Peyton Manning a rookie in the NFL?
What was that? Oh.
15? 16? 18?
Yeah.
19?
Roughly.
So you're talking about something that happened 20 years ago. You know, you still shouldn't do any of the things that he is being listed as doing.
98.
As he allegedly has done. Mm-hmm. But still, you're talking 98, 08, 15,
that's 17,
17 years.
Yeah.
Just like what drives me crazy about Hall of Fames, if you can't get in the Hall of Fame within 3 years, then you shouldn't be. This is kind of the same thing, isn't it?
A statute of limitations.
If he did this, why wasn't it all brought out? Because he was the golden boy, because of all that stuff?
I think we've seen plenty of that, though. They pick and choose who they want to roast, pretty much. And when I say they, I mean them, not particular.
There's
the
a big
NFL.
Difference between they and them,
there,
I
there
guess.
There is. Okay. In this context, yes, they being the NFL, them being anybody and everybody, just a general context. You have situations in any sport, in politics, in the way businesses are run. You pick and choose your battles, and you protect certain people, and you, let's put it this way, you don't protect quite so much other people, depending on what their standing is within the overall big picture, what they've done, what they're supposed to do, and stuff like that. So that's why things get swept under the rug, or some things are brought to light.
With that said, let's sweep that under the rug as well.
Let's do that.
Let's
awesome
hit a break,
segue.
And then we're going to attempt to reach out to my good friend Melvin Gillard, who fights later on tonight on Spike TV. Bellator, what number is it? Bellator
149.
Bellator 149 main event is going to be Hoyce Gracie,
yes,
and Ken Shamrock, I'm assuming, is the main event.
This is in Houston at the Toyota Center. Prelims start at 6:30, main card at 9 o'clock.
They've listed so many things here. I'm like, where the hell is the main one? But also Dada 5000 and Kim Slice. Unless he knocks out this Dada clown, he's Kim from now on. So we're going to hit a break. Melvin Gillard when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
What exactly is a gym goer? And how many times a week do I have to go to a gym to be a gym goer?
Well, at the time that spot was run, I didn't say you weren't.
Now you are. I'm just asking how many times a week do I have to go to a gym to be a gym goer?
Three. Yes.
Let's find out how many times Melvin Gillard goes to a gym a week. He probably goes more than three times a day.
Probably.
Except for today. In about 6 hours, maybe a little bit longer, 8 hours, Melvin will be stepping into the cage. And we can watch it on Spike TV, but right now we can talk to him. Melvin, how are you? Melvin, good speaking to you.
Good talk.
It was a great talk. Thanks, Mel. All right, we're going to reach back out
to him. We'll get back to Melvin. If, in the meantime...
Internet's bad in Houston.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of people in town for the event.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, so they're all trying to fight for bandwidth.
Before we get Melvin back, real quickly, and I'm not sure if we're going to do today's Rowdies segment. The game was on Wednesday.
Twas.
You know, so some things happened, and we didn't follow up, and they didn't follow up, and we didn't speak, and the two cans didn't go together and all that kind of stuff. Can you tell me anything that happened on Wednesday about the Rowdies?
Well, technically, they didn't play. They played on Saturday. They played DC United last Saturday. This past Wednesday, they played Philadelphia. Excuse me. Let me pull up the... Because the Rowdies are only playing on the Saturdays.
All right, well, see.
While I'm bringing that stuff
up. Yeah, because we really don't want to talk to soccer. We want to talk violence. We want to talk a fight tonight.
Contact sport.
One of my good friends, like I said, looking forward to it because it's only about 6, 7, 8 hours from now. Melvin, how are you?
I'm great, man. I'm just sitting here in the room, just hanging out, you know, just going to get some lunch and I'm good, man. I'm in a good place. You know, I think I scared the whole world yesterday. I jumped a scale 2 pounds over because I kind of mistimed my way in. You know, I misjudged the time, the amount of time, and that's all it was. You know, I'm in great shape. I was still hydrated. Like, my body was still producing a sweat. So I hit the panic button. I got everybody. I raised up everybody's eyebrows. You know, I raised the hair on the back of the neck for a minute. But then, you know, I went back out and, hour and a half, I was on weight, you know, 156 exact. So it's all good, man. I'm ready to go.
Can you teach me when you get back to the great state of Florida? Can you teach me how to drop weight like you do? Because I need to drop some weight.
Hey, you don't want to cut weight the way I cut weight, man. I wouldn't wish that on nobody. I wouldn't wish that on my enemies.
All right. Well, then we can do it a better way. What's a better way? Just like not go to as many buffets as I go to?
Yeah, stop eating horrible food and start working out. That's the start.
Well, we'll talk about that later. Let's talk about, because I'm not sure, Melvin, that we've ever talked the day of a fight. What's going through your mind? Are you trying not to think about the fight? Are you trying to, you know, watch TV and talk to me and do stuff like that? Or do you want to think about the fight?
Nah, man, you know what? I'm excited. I'm ready to fight, bro. Like, I mean, you know, I got to fly under the radar for this fight because of all of the hype behind Kimbo and Dada. You know, and of course the two legends are fighting. So, you know, guys like me and Emmanuel Newton, you know, we were just talking about this at breakfast. You know, we're two of the rising stars, if not probably the showstoppers of the show tonight. You know, we're the guys that's going to probably put on the best fights. And people didn't even, like, I still have fans in the lobby that don't even know I'm on the show. Like, people saw me yesterday at Williams and was like, oh, man, we didn't know you were fighting tonight. You know, I love it, man, because, you know, my last experience here in Houston, which is my second hometown, you know, I fought Lozon. I was at the expo that day, and, you know, I had so much going on, you know, and I got into the fight with Lozon, and, you know, because I was too overexcited, it ended up being a short night for me in a bad way. So, you know, I'm just trying to wipe that thought out of my head, you know, so give myself a second chance at fighting here in Houston, man. And I'm excited, but I'm ready to fight. And, you know, I was happy to go out and make the weight because I know everybody was kind of like, oh, here we go again. Melvin's not making weight, blah, blah, blah. Man, I'm in shape. I'm in the best shape of my life, man. And I dedicated my whole camp, you know, didn't go out, didn't drink, none of that. So I'm ready. I'm ready to just bust this dude in the face, man. This fight's for Kevin Randleman tonight. It's going to be a Kevin Randleman-style fight tonight.
Now, you said that you were talking with Emmanuel Newton, and you feel that you guys are going to be the ones putting on the best show of this event. Knowing that, is that something that you're trying to do now, or is that something that you're just going to let it happen?
I always do that, bro. When do I not put on the best fight of the night? You know what I'm saying? I'm Melvin Gillard. You know, so for me, that comes natural. It's not something I have to try to do. It's just going to come natural.
Melvin, let me ask you this, and we've talked about it, and you've brought it up, you know, two times already, you know, with Cannon Hoist and Kimbo and the 5,000. We're just going to call him in the 5,000. With you being under the radar, has that helped you to prepare for this? Because I'm sure not as many people have reached out for interviews, not as many people have kind of bothered you leading up to this.
I definitely think so, man. I definitely think that because of the hype around the two co-main, those four guys fighting, it took all the pressure, all the hype off of me. I'm okay with that, you know. I'm okay with that going forward. You know, I don't have to put up with the stress and, you know, get those little pre-fight jitters because there's so much going on. And, you know, I don't get nervous about the actual guy I'm fighting. I just get nervous about, like, me going out and performing to my best ability, you know. And this is the first fight in a long time where I'm gonna have like about 40 of my close cousins and stuff here, family members. So I'm excited about what's to come right now.
Well, other people may not be calling you, but you know that we'll always call you before, after, and in this case, during your fight. Talk to us, you know, what it was like. That you posted the picture. We had Ken Shamrock, who's a friend of the show as well. I had him on Wednesday night. When you took the picture with him, I thought it was cool that both of you thought it was cool.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it's not every day. You know, I mean, I'm still a young fighter in the sport. I'm only 32, but I've been around the sport for about 21 years. And, you know, to be around the sport, and, you know, I remember writing my first UFC 1 video from Blockbuster, and I was just telling the guy this the other day. Like, when I started my UFC collection, I would rent the videos from Blockbuster, but when I sent the tapes back, I would send back a different tape with the case. So, you know, to be, you know, honored and blessed enough, you know, my childhood dream was to fight in the UFC when I was a kid. And now I get to, you know, fight on a card with Horace Gracie for the second time. And then now with Shamrock for the first time. You know, these are legendary fights, man. These just like, it's like me fighting on the undercard of a Muhammad Ali Joe Frazier card if I was a young guy back in the day. You know, that's what I see these guys as. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, well, they old, they washed up, they should have been stopped. Well, let's ask yourself this. Had Muhammad Ali came out of retirement and was able and physically able to fight someone, you know, past his prime, how many of us would actually go and buy tickets to go to it? Or how many people would actually tune in and expect something great? You know, that's how I look at Horace Gracie and Shamrock, because back then it was Gracie's versus Lions then, you know, and that was the big rival, even before Miller came around. So I'm honored and happy to be a part of something like this. And people don't realize it's fight cards like this that I wake up for, and it's gonna be an easy win for me tonight. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
And Melvin, what I've told a lot of people on the show Wednesday and then earlier today, there'll be a lot of new eyes that have never seen Melvin Gillard fight. They're gonna tune in because of Hoist and Ken, because of Dada and Kimbo. That's what they're looking for. And they're going to watch you that they've never seen. So it's an opportunity for you to pick up fans.
I'll tell you this, man. I'm from New Orleans, born and raised. But there's still a lot of black folks that don't know who I am because, you know, sometimes you know, their family members don't have cable or whatever the case may be. But I'll tell you this, because of this Kimbo Slice card and all this hood talk, it's definitely going to get a message out to, you know, a lot of black people in the neighborhoods, like who I am now, because there are a lot of African-American people that don't know who I am. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be a good networking for me, to, you know, to let people in the hood know who I am for the first time.
Let's real quickly before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about Derek. What can you tell the fans about your opponent?
He's a tough guy. You know, he comes forward. He's just a brawler. You know what I mean? He's tailor made for me. He's the type of guy that I always knock out. So I'm looking for a knockout, definitely, man. And like I said earlier, this fight's for Kevin Randleman, man. Like, I'm gonna miss him. But his legacy is going to live on through me. I'll make sure that.
Did his phone drop again?
You heard me?
No, I think you're moving. You're walking around. You dropped as you were talking about Kevin.
I'm sitting still, man. What you talking about? I said
it dropped. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not the internet man.
Well, what I said was, I'm here to put on a great show for Kevin. You know, his legacy is going to live on through me. You know, and you know, as long as I'm still fighting, living, and breathing, I'll always mention Kevin Randleman's name, because without him, I would have never had a future in this sport. You know, I put on gloves because of that guy. I remember I wanted to get the little monster eye tattoos on my back when I was in high school. You know, I never went through with it, but it was definitely always an idea. You know, so you know, I always want to be the little Randleman. You know what I mean? So his legacy will live on through me as long as I'm living and breathing and still fighting.
What was your favorite Kevin Randleman moment or one time that of his career that really sticks out to you?
UFC Young Guns. When I saw him fight UFC Young Guns, that was when, like, I was head over heels for the dude. I was like, man, I want to be just like him. You know, and I'll never forget, because that was one of my favorite VHS tapes. I watched it so much till the tape popped.
Melvin, I remember a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, you were telling me you were going to change, you know, your nickname. So should we start calling you Little Monster?
No. I can never take his name from him. You know what I mean? Like, that was his. My identity is the Young Assassin. That's who I am. But I will. Like, I guess we can call it either hyphenating it or maybe like shortening it up. You know, I was thinking more like Melvin Y A the Gillard. You know, I like to speak in third person a lot, so maybe that'll suit me. You know, instead of saying Young Assassin, we just change it to YA. It's almost like Prince becoming a symbol, you know?
Right.
I want to be a superhero. I think I'm just going to make it a symbol from now on.
All right, so we'll work on that. And people have always said, Melvin, that you can't give yourself the nickname. So you figure it out. You tell me, then we'll call you that, and then we'll get the ball rolling.
Nickname when I started this? I gave myself that nickname. I was a young kid beating a lot of old-ass people. Excuse my language. I won't get cut from the show.
Yeah, right. How many people are going to come up to Melvin and say, no, you can't do something? No, you can't call yourself something.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
Exactly. After the fight ends, you know, first round, it'll be a quick fight. You get back home. How soon until you'll be back on the links?
Oh, I'll be on the golf course next week, bro. As soon as I touch down. I'm going to be in New Orleans for a week visiting family. As soon as I get back, I'm on the course today. I'll be back, man, pretty much. You know y'all can't keep me off the golf course.
Melvin, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to tweet you a couple pictures of some head covers that were given to us by Daphne Head Covers at the golf show, and we're going to send some to you.
All right, cool, man. Hey, and I'll see y'all in Tampa hopefully soon, man.
Yeah, please. Let's set it up. A lot of things in town, a lot of golf courses. We'll hit them all.
All right, let's do it, bro. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Melvin, we'll talk to you soon. Best of luck tonight. I know you don't need it. Just stay safe.
No luck needed for this one.
Exactly. Just stay safe.
I got you, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Melvin. Melvin Gilliard, everybody. What a good dude. He really, truly is. And I didn't see that, you know, when it first happened, but missing weight. But can you imagine everybody's thoughts and, oh, my God, and can he do it? And well, he did.
As he said, everybody's eyes opened up wide and the hair stood up.
I think more eyes are going to be on Melvin tonight than probably at any other time. I really, truly do. It's Spike TV.
Because of
Shamrock and Gracie. And again, you know, I'm the guy that's always said, no, I don't. I don't want to see these guys, certain guys.
Sure.
Who doesn't want to see Hoyce Gracie and Ken Shamrock?
Yeah.
Even if it's
true.
Another two-minute fight, or it's still two legends. Without those two guys,
the
MMA
is
not here.
Yeah, not happening. Not like it is now.
And I've always said on Knockout Radio, I will always watch Kimbo Slice. I will always watch Tank Abbott, which is to date one of my favorite fights of all time, because they got in the middle of the cage, they swung, it ended in 22 seconds, but they came to fight. Wanderlei Silva came to fight.
Yeah.
Might not have been a pretty fight, but it certainly was a fight. So that's on Spike TV. We have about, I don't know, 40 seconds before the break, which is perfect time for your favorite caller calling to talk to you, Wags. What's up, Rib?
Rib? I'm rocking Rob of the Randy Harris show there, Randy.
Oh, appreciate it. So what's going on, Rip?
Thank you, brother. So what do you think about that big fight? Think Ken Shamrock's going to beat Kimbo Slice?
Rip, what are you talking about? Kimbo Slice is fighting Dada 5000. Ken Shamrock is fighting Royce Gracie.
Okay, you got to watch Fox Sports Network. They're showing February 19th. Kimbo Slice versus Ken Shamrock.
What? Okay, it's not on Fox Sports, and that fight already happened. It's on Spike TV. Yeah. Shamrock's fighting.
Here's my
crazy
prediction, Wag. Golden State Warriors win the NBA championship, and Lightning do not make the playoffs.
All right, and I'll tell you what. Let's bet a car wash. You get my good friend Ken Shamrock, and I'll take Kimbo Slice on February 19th.
Okay, Randy. The ice chest open today?
Rib, I appreciate the call. Colin, what can you call to talk about a fight that's already happened?
Already happened.
All right, we need to hit a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Trevor Johnson. He is the president of Wallet Buckle, and this is a pretty cool item. So, Trevor, when we return, this is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Once upon a time when turkey legs fell from the sky and mermaids and pirates washed in with the tide.
That time is now at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival at Mosey.
Competitors will gather this weekend for the Florida State Highland Heavy Games. Watch as these burly men put their strength to the test. See the Highland dancers and visit the Scottish vendors in the Celtic Village. Discount coupons available at Subway. Discount tickets available at Walgreens, Circle K, and online at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game.
Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Emily Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
How many weekends until football starts back up?
Well, we don't have to wait that long. We do have hockey going on. And Rib, as he so likes to do, chose against the Lightning to make the playoffs. I would have to disagree. I think they're, I won't say foregone conclusion, but they're always going to be a high-scoring offense, and defense will make sure they're there when they need to be. But last night, one. At home against the Winnipeg Jets, 6-0.
It's the Winnipeg Jets.
Winnipeg, 1-6-5 in a shootout. Had a 3-0 lead at one point in time in the first, and just very, very spotty, it seems like sometimes, but finding a way to get it done. They went on a big streak recently. But I view them as a playoff contender. We only have until mid-April, or really beginning of April, so just about another 2 months or so left of the season. Do you see them making the playoffs?
I think they make the playoffs. I truly
How
do.
How deep do you see them going?
I don't know. I hate to even respond to that because they had such a good team last year. They get to the finals and then decide it's not time to play now. So you never know what's going through their minds.
And there was the
injuries.
Then
don't play a guy that's hurt. Don't play a guy that can't go down.
If a guy tells you, hey, coach, I'm good to go.
Well, that's just like if Rocky Balboa says, cut me, Mick, cut me, and you know better, then what do? You know, you've got to make the decision for the team. You got to make the right decision. All right. How many times do I find a product that changes my entire life?
A lot. You'd think that your life would be really different.
You would think. Up until about a year ago, I never wore a belt.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
I don't. I didn't wear a belt until I ran into Trevor. We're going to bring Trevor on here in a second. He's president of Wallet Buckle. And there's a reason why I now wear a belt, not to hold my pants up, because buffets do that. The belt is so that I don't have to carry a wallet around. And we're going to talk about it right now with the president of Wallet Buckle, Trevor Johnson. Trevor, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's get right into it. Where did you come up with the idea? Well, before where you came up with it, what is Wallet Buckle?
Well, Wallet Buckle is actually, it's pretty, the name actually tells exactly what it is. It's a belt buckle that you can slide your IDs and credit cards. You can also do cash and business cards right into your belt buckle without, you know, making you not have to carry a wallet. So it's kind of pretty simple, and we do hundreds of designs of them. So it's a really convenient product. And I know you had said you wanted me to go into actually how I thought of the idea.
Yeah.
It was actually interesting. I was sitting in class. I'm supposed to be paying attention to my professor. Is actually out at UC Davis. I'm an Aggie out in California. And I'd always worn belt buckles, always carried a wallet, obviously, everybody does, and I never wanted to carry a wallet, so my belt buckle was always a little bigger than, you know, a credit card or an ID, so I always thought it would be a kind of a cool idea to be able to hide your IDs and credit cards right behind your buckle. So it's kind of where the idea started.
From that idea, from sitting in class thinking about it, how long did it take to actually having a company called Wallet Buckle?
Well, I definitely don't want to age myself. I'm not old, but it actually, I didn't move on the idea until a couple years actually after I graduated. So that was back in 2006. So is when I came up with the idea, and I didn't start my patenting until December 2007. So almost 2 years after I thought of the idea is when I actually started looking into the patents. My brother's my business partner. So I kind of bounced the idea off him and say, is this a good idea or am I an idiot? You know, is this stupid or what do you think about this? And he thought it was a good idea, and that's kind of why I started moving on it. So
I'll tell you what, I can't tell you the number of times that, because I haven't had a wallet in forever. I use the rubber band. So, you know, I stick a credit card in my pocket or I stick $10 in my pocket to go to the beach or go do whatever, and then I end up losing it. By having this, I don't have to worry about it. Do what?
I hear that all the time from the same people. That seems to be, you know, some of our biggest customers. You know, a lot of people, there's a big misconception that belt buckle is just like a Western, you know, like the cowboys are the only ones that wear it. And I did grow up in a really big farming community out in California, believe it or not. They're, you know, most of the state is a farming state. But it's always interesting when we're traveling the country at our events, you know, selling these, and they're like, where are you from? And I'm from California. And they look at me with this puzzled look because they're like, there's country and cowboys out in California? So it is a misconception that it is only for Western, because we have a ton of designs that we've designed towards other markets, motorcycles being one is a really big popular product for motorcycle riders, anybody that goes on long rides or drives a lot where you're not going to want to be sitting on your wallet. Or just going to things like you said, the beach. If you just want to simplify and kind of cut down on what you have to worry about or carry, you know, the beach, concerts, you know, festivals, just going out on the town, you know, you don't want to carry a big wallet. And it's also great for traveling, you know, so it's really secretive. You can't tell. It's not a buckle where it's a big bulky thing where you can actually say, you see somebody wearing it and you're like, what is in there? They would never know what's in the wallet or what's in the buckle itself.
I think you're going to get a lot of people that wear the fanny pack upset, because this could replace the fanny pack.
I've had a lot of people say, this is a new age fanny pack. And I'm like, you know, I guess you could call it that. I definitely, when I went into my designing, I wanted to design it. So you really, I made it as slim as possible. I wanted to make sure, like I just touched upon, that it would be a design that you just couldn't tell that there was anything special about the buckle itself. So the fanny pack is a funny one, and I do see a lot of that coming back. It's interesting, all the neon colors. But we can do full custom design. So if people, like, go on our website or see us at events and they don't see something they like, we also do full custom, full high-res for, like, company logos. Those are really popular, so it's kind of cool.
We're going to come up with something cool and give one away. They're going to have to go to your website, and I'm going to think about it here in the next 20, 30 seconds as I ask you this final question. I know you're coming to the Tampa Bay area, well, to Florida, close to Tampa Bay. You'll be up in Kissimmee. But a couple events in Florida you're headed to. Talk to us about those.
Yeah, we're about to hit the road. I'm currently in my office in Northern California making the buckles for the two shows that we have coming up in Florida, the first being Daytona Bike Week. So that starts on the 4th, I believe, and goes for 9 or 10 days. And then the next show is the Runaway Country Music Festival, and that's in Kissimmee. And it should be both really, really cool events. Both markets are loving the product, and it's great to be able to walk around those exact type of events and not have to worry about carrying your wallet or for the ladies, a purse.
Exactly. And I know we're going to start doing a lot of things with you. Let's give one of the buckles away. And how you register is you're going to go to walletbuckle.com. Down at the bottom of the first page is a California buckle. All you have to do is email me what that California logo is. What's on the California buckle that's at the very bottom of the homepage. I think that's easy enough, right, Trevor?
That's very easy.
But they're going to have to go find it. but they have to go to Wallet Buckle, first page. They will get to it. Safe travels to the state of Florida. Let's touch base in the next couple days, and we're going to attempt to get up to Kissimmee for sure.
All right. I'd love to have you guys.
All right, Trevor. We'll talk soon. That is Trevor Johnson. He is the president of Wallet Buckle. And like I said, all you have to do is go to walletbuckle.com, scroll down, and at the very bottom, I believe it's even the last row, is a California buckle. Then you go to our website, knockoutradio.com, contact link. Is it working today?
It is.
Okay. Because sometimes it doesn't. Then just email us what's on it. You can either describe it or what's the wording, whatever you want to do, so that I know that you've seen that California buckle. Easy enough.
I'm looking right at it. Easy.
So am I. This is Talking Sports. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
You've seen Rugged Maniac on Shark Tank. You've heard us talk about Rugged Maniac last year. And now Rugged Maniac will be returning to the Tampa Bay area on April 23rd. Rugged Maniac is the epic party. And I know, as I ran the Rugged Maniac last year, and we'll be doing it again on April 23rd. With 25 epic obstacles and a 3-mile course that makes this the ultimate event that you'll love and continue to ask for more. You can run individually or as part of a team, and both are a ton of fun. With the lowest prices and the most obstacles, it's easy to see why Rugged Maniac has become America's favorite obstacle race. Don't delay and sign up today. Go to ruggedmaniac.com for more details and easy-to-follow instructions on signing up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Here come the jesters. One, two, three. Great tune right there. Fantastic song. And speaking of fantastic music, Robin Zander headed into the Hall of Fame April 8th, I think it is, in Brooklyn.
Does he know that?
Yes, he does.
Do you have to tell him that?
I already have told him that, and he's well aware of it. And he will be on this program before he heads up there.
Very awesome.
Let me rephrase that. He will be on this program before we head up there.
Very awesome.
We won't be headed up there together.
No.
But he'll be up there. I'll be up there. I know there's something you want to talk about, but before we get to that, because typically, as soon as this program ends, I'm like, holy crap, we didn't talk about. And sometimes it's a decent story. Sometimes it's a small story. And if we would have gone another 11 minutes and not talked about the Daytona 500.
That thing.
There's this little car race that's right around the corner. Thoughts on it? Do you watch it? Do you care? Do you watch a little?
Nope.
You don't watch any of it at all?
Nope.
Why?
Nope.
Everybody watches NASCAR.
I have given NASCAR a chance before. I have sat down and I have watched a NASCAR race a handful of occasions.
What period of the race have you watched?
All of them. Beginning, middle, end, all of it. I have seen. And
not that I'm going to disagree with you, because that's so, you know, infrequent that I do that. What NASCAR race could you possibly watch for the last five laps of a race that you didn't enjoy?
What was the name of the race? Which one?
Yeah. How was that?
I think I watched, it was the Pepsi one. Pepsi 400, 500?
That's the July race?
Yeah.
Is it Pepsi or Coke?
I think there's both.
Yeah, I think there is both. I don't think it was
the Pepsi one that I've seen.
Okay. Because and it's like an MMA fight, too. You know, somebody says, well, I watched that fight and it wasn't, you know, entertaining.
Right.
There are some boring MMA fights, and then there's some outstanding ones.
Sure.
But normally, the last couple laps of any NASCAR race is pretty cool.
It didn't really do much for me.
How about the California one, the road race? Have you watched that one yet?
No.
I haven't watched
that
one's awesome, too. Because it's a road course, so there's...
Right-hand turns?
There are some right-hand turns. Yep,
they really mix it up.
They do mix it up. They, you know, there's cars that don't stay on the track or on the road, because it's not a track; it's a road race. Give that one a try.
Okay.
Give the last three laps of the Daytona 500 a try. So just don't watch any of the race, and you're going to miss a good wreck or two. But watch the last couple
laps. I've
seen
wrecks, too. And those are definitely the most exciting part of any
race. Unfortunately, that's why most people watch NASCAR.
Right. That's why you watch it. You said that before.
I have watched it for that reason. Unfortunately, I threw on the Daytona 500. I don't know how many years ago it was now. And that's just when the Dale Earnhardt wreck was. Yeah, so it was on the TV.
You're
on
never allowed to watch another...
Well, I've watched plenty of, you know, since then, but I watch a little bit of it because it is fun. I do watch, and like when you're looking at like who's in third, and you're kind of, especially if you do fantasy NASCAR, because there is such.
I've heard of it, and I explain the fantasy NASCAR stuff to me.
All right, in less than 8 minutes, I will describe this.
Yes,
what you do, and I got involved in it, and not it just got to be too much that I didn't care about.
Right.
Okay. But what it did for me and what it's done for a lot of casual fans is what fantasy football did for the NFL. Because back in the day when fantasy football first started, the NFL was against it. They wanted no part of it, nothing. Now they have their own fantasy football shows. They have their own fantasy football media. And what it has done is it has enabled fans to now know about the second receiver, the third receiver, where normally you would only know Mike Evans with the Buccaneers.
The stars.
The number one guy. You wouldn't know about the tight end. You wouldn't know about the fullback. You know, so it has enabled fans to know more about NFL players. So what this did for NASCAR for me was, and really all it is you're just picking five names because you don't. Okay, so Dale Earnhardt Jr. has won three of the last seven in Dover. All right, so I'm going to go with him this week. You would pick, or at least the ones that we did, there was the A, B, and C's. So A would be your top 8 or 10 drivers. You had to pick two of them every week. And you can only pick them 5 times. And I'm making up 5. It could be 8. You know, whatever it was. You can only use them X amount of times per year. So you got to, you know.
Strategy.
Right. Now, when it's with Jimmy Johnson, you could use him almost any week because the chance of him winning is pretty good almost every week.
Okay.
But if there's certain drivers that do road courses better, you know, you get the, I don't know who they are, but, you know, some of the guys that came from Indy that do that kind of, you know, so you would go with them that week. And you don't want to use your A drivers up because that's when everybody can catch you later because you've used all your better drivers. So it is cool because it helps you learn names. It helps you, you will watch. I guarantee you, if you do fantasy NASCAR, you'll watch. I guarantee it because I did.
Yeah.
I could have cared less about NASCAR.
Or you couldn't have, but yeah.
I could have cared.
You could have cared less.
I could have cared, but I didn't.
So you could not have cared
less. No, I
could have.
Not could not have, could have. We will argue this until we're off the air. But because I'm playing fantasy netcar, I would flip it on and see where my driver is.
Right.
So now my driver's in third. And I'm like, I'm going to watch a little bit just to see. So now you're watching the races more. It's not necessarily the reason NASCAR wants you to watch, but it is getting eyes to watch.
Couldn't you just track it on an app?
It's the same thing. You're still watching. If you're tracking it on an app, you're still paying attention to it.
Yeah, but you're not really paying attention to the sponsorship dollars that are being spent on the actual broadcast.
Well, I don't watch sponsorship dollars anyway. I've watched some NASCAR. I couldn't tell you, but maybe three sponsors of a netcar. Mm. Home Depot, I know, used to sponsor, at least I think they used to sponsor Tony Stewart.
GoDaddy.
That's Danica, I think, right? Lowe's was Jimmy Johnson. Okay. But this is how bad it is and how long it's been. STP is Richard Petty. And he hasn't driven in years. Mellow Yellow, I think, was Kyle Petty, and I don't think Mellow Yellow even exists. So it shows you how much I really pay attention.
I think M&M's is a sponsor.
I believe M&M's is Bush.
I would.
The brothers from Vegas.
Okay.
And Kyle Busch
is
a hothead, so I like him.
Cerrone, Budweiser.
That's Kevin Harvick.
Harvick, there
right,
we go.
Right, Kevin Harvick.
There we go.
Is the Bud. He won it, I believe it was 2 years ago.
Wouldn't have known unless it would have been for MMA.
And honestly, that's the only reason why I would know. Right. Normally, like we were talking about Super Bowl and baseball and all that stuff, I wouldn't have been able to tell you who won 2 years ago if it wasn't that it was Kevin Harvick. If it was anybody else, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. And I know Bush won it last year only because of the controversy, and he broke his leg, and they made some stipulations and allowed him to slide in and all this other.
Speaking of MMA.
Sure.
Awesome segue. Last little bit of the show. Big news coming out of Hilo, Hawaii.
Uh-oh. I didn't know you were going this way.
And apparently we won't see BJ Penn quite when we thought he was going to make his uber triumphant return, having some sexual assault allegations thrown his way by a disgruntled employee. Something like that.
I read that.
What... have you heard anything through any contacts that you have through the MMA world besides what's being said right now in the MMA media?
Not really. You know, I haven't really seeked it out. You know, I might spend a little time this weekend on it, but the BJ Penn's return has been postponed. They were making a big deal out of him coming back and all that kind of stuff, so that's kind of been put on hiatus.
I guess it was somebody from BJPenn.com who was saying that he made some sort of alleged sexual assault towards his girlfriend, and not only that, but called him out and said that he abuses cocaine.
Better be careful.
These guys used to be friends, I guess, since they were kids, and they've been involved for at least officially for at least the last 10 years working together, and he was. Pedro Carrasco, who has these allegations, basically was fired late last year for unethical behavior. This is according to a statement from BJ Penn. Was released, had a severance. It stopped on February 16th. February 17th, Carrasco takes to Twitter and starts making allegations.
Well, we said if you're going to do something, do it all by yourself so nobody knows. I'm not saying BJ did or didn't.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, somebody that's a friend today may not be a friend tomorrow.
Sure.
So you need to always be careful and be
Leave
careful.
Leave no
you,
witnesses.
Leave no doubt. What was his name? The football coach, and remember the Titans. Hurry up. What was his name?
Denzel Washington?
Yeah, but what was his name on it? Yeah, Herman. Herman. Leave no doubt. All right. I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend. And if you're interested, hit us up on Twitter at KOX. We'll be back next week. We got some cool stuff set for you next Friday. This is Talking Sports.